We all ask questions. Why is the sky blue? What happened to all the dinosaurs? What was the best thing before sliced bread? But some questions are more important than others. How do I forgive someone even when I feel like I can't? What's my purpose in life? How can I be the parent God wants me to be and the one my kids need me to be? So where do we turn? To the one that has all the answers. We'll tackle some of life's most complex issues and discover God's best plan. Why? Because you asked for it.
Let's try this again. Awesome. How is everybody this morning? Again, today. I hear great. Okay. Hang on. We in the house of the Lord. We just had worship. How is everyone doing today? Come on now. Yes, I heard awesome, great. Hey, Jesus has won the victory. If we can't be excited about that today, guys, I don't know what we're doing. All I'm about to say is just hot air. It's not going to matter. So I'm thankful that you are in the house of the Lord today. Hey, we do this each and every week. We're so excited to be jumping into this brand new thing called You Ask For It, because it's a great series where we just answer some questions about God, the Bible, and the church. And so we say this every week. So I don't know where you are on the spectrum of whether you have a Bible or not, but one of the things that we do each and every week is, how many folks have the Bible app on their phone? I see hands. I think we're starting the masses in the Bible app. This is great. So something that we do each and every week so that you can keep up with us, so that you can tag along. Because here's the thing. We want everything to be easy. We don't want you to be stressing about flipping through scripture, trying to keep up. We want your heart to be open to what Jesus has for you. And when we're in a lot of different scripture, sometimes that can be frustrating. We know that. So we want to make it as easy as possible. So if you've got the Bible app, I'm about to do it right here on my phone. We've got a really good aid here. If you go to the Bible app, you open that up, your YouVersion Bible app. What you're going to do is you're going to click on the Bible app and click the More tab. Make sure your location services are on. And when you do that, you're going to see events. And all of a sudden, you're going to see the Vine Church pop up there, Sunday worship experience. And it's going to have all of our scripture. It's going to have the series that we're in, ways to contact us, ways to talk to me and say, Tyler, your hair was on point Sunday. Something like, whatever it is, you can reach out to us. But really, it's a way you can connect with us, that we can pray with you, but also you can keep up with scripture. Like we said, we know that can be really frustrating, trying to flip back and forth through your Bible the whole time. And we would rather you spend less time flipping through your Bible and more time listening to what Jesus has for you. So if you've got the Bible app there, we have that really cool aid. If you're actually watching online, you can do that as well from Bible.com. You can see that event is there in the same place. So as you saw in the opener, for this series, I think all of us have questions, right? Like, where did the dinosaurs go? What happened to the cavemen? Who thought of skyscrapers? Who thought of indoor plumbing? Because I want to give them a round of applause, whoever that is, right? Like, who was the first person that said, we need to have this stuff inside instead of outside in the backyard, right? Like, indoor plumbing. Or more importantly, today, I know the question that's weighing on everyone's mind is this. Where are we going for lunch? Isn't that the Sunday question? Like, doesn't everybody, like, I think more relationships are ended on Sunday fighting over where you go for lunch than are ruined throughout the entire week, right? And then you get to make up, and then you get there, and you see how long the line is, and you're like, man, did all these people go to church? You know, that kind of thing, right? Like, each and every week you have that. So today, because we know we have questions, you know, that carries over into our walk with Christ, too. So many times we have questions about God. We have questions about the church. And we have questions about the Bible. So who here has questions like that about the church, about the Bible, or about God? Hands everywhere in here, guys. If you could just see what I see hands popping up everywhere. But for real, if we're completely honest, we do. And I know in a church setting, that's a hard thing, right? Because you're supposed to have it all together, right? We're not supposed to be broken. We're supposed to have all the answers because we know the answer is Jesus, so we should have the answer to everything else, right? But we're being realistic here. We know that all of us have questions. So over these next few weeks, we're going to attack some of those questions. And just so you know, maybe you didn't get your question answered. Well, here at the Vine Church, we're going to do this series every year. So maybe you didn't get your question answered this year. There's always next year because we always believe the best is still yet to come. And there's always Thursday night. Trust me. Or after the service, if you need to have your question answered, we have people who would love to talk to you. So we're going to dive right in because I'm excited because today we're going to answer this question. We're going to answer this question. Hopefully it's going to pop up on your screen here. How does God speak to me? How does God speak to me? How do I know God is talking to me? How do I know when God is talking to me? How about that? That works out a little bit better. How do I know when God is talking to me? So how is God speaking to me? How do I know when God is talking to me? So have you ever like pictured God talking? Like how many of us have like Morgan Freeman in our head? Like James Earl Jones, right? Like you have that mentality, or maybe Mickey Mouse. I don't know. It is what it is. Whatever you have, like you have this voice of God in your head and you wonder how you know when God is talking to you and how do you react when God is talking to you. And so today, that's kind of what we want to talk about, because God talks to us in different ways. What if he talks to you in a different way each and every single day? Wouldn't that be something that's different? Would you be able to adapt to that? You know, sometimes it says in the Bible, there's a couple of different places, but like there was this guy named Elijah, and we could see all the ways that God talks. Sometimes we see God talks through fire. So if a fire broke out right now, I'd be freaked out. I'm not going to lie to you, but that'd be awesome. We know that God's talking, right? Sometimes he speaks through the wind, sometimes through an earthquake, and sometimes it's even a still small voice each and every day. So today I want to attack that, because I believe so many times we got to know how to hear the voice of God before we respond to the voice of God so that we can live a life and live it to the full. Otherwise, we're just doing our thing and thinking God's a genie in a bottle that we just rub and ask a certain request through prayer and expect him to bless us, right? So today, that's what we're going to dive into. So if you've got your Bible, we're going to have the scripture on screen here. We're going to have the scripture on the Bible app. We're going to talk about some different areas and different ways to know when God is speaking to us. So the first way is going to be really hard if you're taking notes, okay? It's the hardest in the world. I'm just kidding. It's the easiest answer. The Bible. God is talking to us through the Bible. Like when we know God is talking to us, we got to be in our Bible. Psalm 19, verse 7 through 8 says this: the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing to the soul. Have you ever been refreshed? Like, it's summer. I got to hear some folks that were at a competition in the middle of the hot sun yesterday, just in the middle of a band competition. Like, wasn't it refreshing to have some water? Like, anything? Cold soda, a piece of ice, like anything, like one ice cube, like anything. Isn't that refreshing? Have you ever just wanted to have your soul refreshed? You ever just been dry? What do I mean by that? Like, have you ever just felt like, I need more? There's something more. There's something more here I need to know about. Well, that comes from the law of the Lord, and that's in the Bible. It goes on to say, the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. And this is how you know Jesus is alive, because he making wise the simple. So in other words, if you're simple-minded, you're going to be wise when you dive into the Word of God. Thank the Lord for that, because your boy's simple. It is what it is. I mean, I just get to be here, but it's only God's wisdom that this happens. So the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. You ever had joy in your heart? Ever heard a baby laugh? Man, if I don't bring joy to your heart, I don't know what else will. So let's listen. In the Word of God, you can be refreshed. You can look really smart and have wisdom, and you can have joy. The commands of the Lord are radiant. They're not dark, they're radiant, giving light to the eyes. So we know God is speaking to us through the Bible, and so maybe there's sometimes some of us, you know, this would be great for me to segue into the 14 different Bible reading plans you need to read and the 17 different things and the 4.5 hours a day you're supposed to spend reading the Word of God, right? Like, doesn't that sound overwhelming? That sounds crazy. But growing up in church world, that's where I was. Growing up in religion, I was told that all the time. But let me tell you this. If you read the Bible, let me tell you how you know God is speaking to you. And I want to challenge you to do something this next week. Read the Bible out loud to yourself. It's like, what? When you read the Bible out loud to yourself, you're literally going to hear the voice of God. You say, but all of our voices sound crazy. How is that possible? Well, you know, each and every one of us are made in the image of God. Each and every one of us. And God promises his word will not return void. And when we literally are speaking the word of God over our life, we're actually hearing the word of God. So when we speak his word out loud, you're actually hearing the voice of God. How crazy is that? Like, it's so crazy when you hear that. Like, we just had an awesome worship set. We're going to have more worship songs. Like, I love our Vine worship team. They work so hard every week. They do a great job. Our whole team, like, even this week, they did great. Our creative team did an awesome job getting everything ready. They're doing a phenomenal job every week. But I don't know if you know this. I might add a boycott here in a minute, okay? So hang in here with me. But Satan was the choir director in heaven, I don't know if you know that. You remember the old choir director days? You know, you'd have the old riser up and everybody be out here, you know, doing their thing, right? Like, Satan was the choir director in heaven, and pride welled up in his soul, and he said, I can be better than God. And he got thrown out of heaven. And you see, Satan had this little thing, and he probably had this little comeback to God, and he probably subtweeted and probably put it in the comments. He probably did something crazy, like, you know, he was dead and he was ready to go. Like, he was saying, you know what? God, let's see how much you want me when your music's not as good as me. Your music's not as good as it was when I was directing it. You're going to see how it is. And so God, in his infinite wisdom and his mercy, went down and took some dirt in this thing that he created called the earth, and he breathed life into man. And all of a sudden, when he breathed life into man, I don't know if you know about this, but we have this thing. I'm not going to get into anatomy and biology because I'm not that cool, even though he makes wise the simple, is we have this thing called a voice box, right? And inside of that, what is it that we use? We have our vocal, help me out here, is it, what's it called? A vocal cord, right? What is it you play in music? Do you play chords in music? You know, here's how crazy awesome God is. If you think that when you speak the Bible out loud, you can't hear the voice of God when you say his word and declare his word over your life. God said, watch this, Satan. I'm going to take this creation, these people I made, and when they speak, their music and their worship is going to be greater than you ever did when you were in here in heaven. And if you think that God's word spoken over your life doesn't make a difference, understand that when you speak his word, it's an act of worship. It's actually music. So for those like me that sound like a barking dog, I know that when I speak the word of God over my life, it's actually worship. It's actually beautiful. It's actually in direct contrast to Satan trying to defeat me. So if you're looking to hear the word of God in your life, read your Bible out loud this week. Now, I'm not telling you to read every chapter of the Bible. Don't go in and say, I'm reading all of Genesis out loud today. That's awesome. That's awesome. That would be great. That would be awesome. You're going to teach sometime at Thursday night if that's the case. But I would challenge you. Read the word of God out loud to yourself. You might be surprised what you get from it. You might be surprised to think how you were created in the image of God and you get to hear his voice. How crazy is that? Goes on to say this in Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him who we give a full account. Nothing is hidden from God. Now that can scare you. That can scare you sometimes, right? Nothing is hidden from God. But here's the thing. In all of it, you can't outsin his grace. There's nothing that you can do that can separate you from God but sin itself if you've received by faith that Jesus is who he says he is. But here's the thing. Everything is uncovered before him. And so here's what I want to tell you. So many times we love picking apart the Bible. We love taking this, like, we love taking this scripture. And I do it sometimes, too. I'm actually learning the Greek. I'm trying to learn some translations that happen there. And we just want to pick it apart and dissect it and break it down into this and that and this and that. And maybe you're trying to do that in your quiet time more than just sitting under the authority of God and saying, Jesus, what would you have me learn today? Have you ever just done that? Have you ever spoken the word of God out loud over your life and then just sat down under his authority to say, Jesus, what would you have for me today? You know, maybe you're trying to spend too much time looking wise and having wisdom and looking smart instead of humbling yourself under the authority of God and saying, what would you have for me today? Don't let your pride take over your heart like Satan did. That's what got him kicked out of heaven. That sin in his life is what got him thrown down and cast into the pit. And maybe right now your quiet time is dry. Maybe right now you're not getting anything from God. Maybe right now, even as I speak, this is like, man, I don't want to hear this. Humble yourself for a minute. Ask Jesus what he would have for you today. It might not be the words I speak, but I promise you when he says his word will not return void, it won't. It won't. He has you here for a reason. He has you listening to this for a purpose and for a reason. And so if you're looking to hear the voice of God and you know when God is speaking to you, read your Bible, obviously, but try to read it out loud this week and sin under the authority of God and say, what would you have me? Because here's the cool part of that. I could read the same verse at three different times in my life on three different days of the week and get something completely different out of it every single time. Because the Word of God is living, it is breathing, it is active. And if you will just sit down and say, God, what would you have me do? Instead of keeping your streak alive of reading so many days in a row, having this checkbox off and saying, okay, God, I read my Bible, bless me, let it flow, money, 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 like let this happen, whatever it is. If you'd stop doing that, I've had to learn that in my walk. My religion, my Pharisee heart, and my growing up and my walk with Christ has literally been that at times. Jesus, I read my Bible, why am I not seeing blessing? Jesus, I prayed, even prayed the Lord's Prayer and prayed this long afterwards, why am I not seeing blessing? And he's just like, son, humble yourself. Sin under my authority and watch what I'll do. So maybe today you're trying to hear the voice of God. Read your Bible. Dive into your Bible. Read it out loud and sin under God's authority. The second way we know when God is speaking to us is the best one. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is kind of like, I say it this way, and I'm going to always stick to this. It's kind of like Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation. It's the person that's part of the family, but, you know, they're going to take the RV when they leave with them next month. Like, it's just that person in your family. Like, it's the weird cousin. Like, it's part of it. And so many times we can get scared by the Holy Spirit a lot of times, right? Like, we hear that all of a sudden we think about snakes coming out and people going crazy and, like, people running around dancing. And we think that's a bad thing. And we think, like, oh, my goodness, the Holy Spirit, this is crazy. We think of spirits. Like, we think of it in, like, alcohol terms or we think of it in, like, spirit terms. But here's the thing I want to tell you about the Holy Spirit. John 14, 26 says this. Jesus says this, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So maybe you're trying to listen to the voice of God and you've missed out on the Holy Spirit. Because the only way that you have been taught everything, Jesus literally says it, whom the Father will send and will teach you all things, and will remind you. Help me out here. What does the Great Commission say? We always talk about this. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Go ye therefore into all nations, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. There's that word. Teaching them all that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always until the end of the age, right? The Holy Spirit. So sometimes our fear of the Holy Spirit will prevent us from hearing the very word of God. And so in your life, when you hear the word Holy Spirit, is that the weird Cousin Eddie that is sitting there that's waiting for you? Do you not care about the Holy Spirit? Do you think the Holy Spirit has no bearing in your life? Because it absolutely does. Let me show you a really cool way where the word of God and the Holy Spirit came together to do something incredible. Luke 2 says it this way. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And what was on him? The Holy Spirit was on him. Through the Holy Spirit, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit. So here it goes again. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. In other words, Jesus was going in for the ceremonial circumcision. He was going in there. This man named Simeon had heard by the Holy Spirit the word of God was that the coming Messiah was going to be there. And the Holy Spirit fell upon him and said, listen, you will not die until you see Jesus. Have you ever been with that friend in a trying time? And all of a sudden that Bible verse pops up, maybe even the one you read this morning, or the words come out and you're just like, where did that come from? Say hello to the Holy Spirit, because that's all that is. When the Word of God and the Holy Spirit come together in your life, there is something crazy awesome that's going to happen because people will see Jesus. Just like Simeon is right here, all of a sudden the Word of God came together with the Spirit of God, and all of a sudden it pointed directly to Jesus. So in your life, if you're waiting to hear from the Word of God, or you're waiting to hear what God sounds like here, to look to see how He's speaking to you, maybe He's just trying to get you to point others to Jesus. And how He does that is by listening to the Holy Spirit. When Word and Spirit come together. Ephesians 1 says it this way about the Holy Spirit, which is why a lot of us might be afraid of it. And you were included in Christ when you heard the message of the truth of the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal. the promised Holy Spirit. So the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How many of us like, okay, so I'm going to be old here. Here we go. So hold in here with me. I'm already old, but I'm going to be real old here. How many of us like to pay bills by mail? Oh, man, everybody does it online. Just me. Hey. So you pay bills by mail. Like, so I'm going to go old school here so you can understand. So what is it that you do? A lot of people don't like doing it this way, but what is it that you do? You either lick the envelope or you pull it off and you press and seal. You slap that stamp on it. You throw it in the mailbox and you throw the flag up. And once the flag is up and the man picks it up, that's it. It's gone, right? Like it's going somewhere. What if you knew in your life that is what God promised us through the Holy Spirit, is that we are not of this world, we just happen to be in this world, and when we have Christ Jesus inside of us, we are sealed just like that envelope, stamped with the flag up, because we're going somewhere eternal. Where we are right now is not our eternal destination. We just happen to be here right now. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and yet so many times we can get scared about that, right? We can get scared when we hear this Holy Spirit thing. We can get scared when we hear about the Holy Spirit in our life. We can get scared when we say the Spirit fell on them. Like, right now, I want to think about that connotation that comes in your mind right now. Do you think of that being a seal of God, His seal, His promise, His word upon your life? And it says this, it is our deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. Like I said, it paid that power bill. Them lights better be on, right? I paid my power bill. Them lights better be on once I sent that bill out. Guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. So here's why I said we're fearful of the Holy Spirit sometimes. It's because the Holy Spirit is, yes, it gives us power, but the Holy Spirit does this thing called sanctify us. Sanctification, that's a weird word, right? All it means is it's molding us in the image of Christ. And through that sometimes is correction. How many people here like being corrected? Spare the rod, spoil the child, you know, kind of thing, right? Like none of us. We're all children of God. None of us like being corrected. I don't like being corrected. I'm just being honest with you. None of us do. But yet the Holy Spirit will do that. So much so through conviction sometimes, we have to have the Holy Spirit in us. Also, the Holy Spirit will never leave us comfortable. You know, what I mean by that is the Holy Spirit will call us to take next steps in Christ, not stay still. Because if we were to stay still where we are, then we're done. We might as well just go on to heaven because our time on this earth's done. We've finished the race. We're getting ready to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant, if we're in Christ Jesus. If the Holy Spirit called us to be comfortable, this church wouldn't be here. Because somebody would have said, church in a gym? What? Are you kidding me? Church in a gym? What do you mean? A church that gives a tithe and an offering every month? Are you kidding me? That's crazy. A church that has a pastor that doesn't that works as a realtor? What? No, that church will flop. That church is crazy. I'm just doing what God's called me to do. This church is going to do what God calls it to do, and the Holy Spirit will convict us when we're wrong, but right now, I don't have conviction from the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you. Sometimes it ain't easy. I ain't telling you it's a genie in a bottle that I can rub and everything's going to be fine, and I'm just like, oh, please make it be easy today. It's never easy. It's a trial. It's something we overcome every week. The folks that are here at Load In and Load Out will tell you, every week there's something new. Every week there's something different. Every week we have another challenge and another hurdle to overcome, but the reason we do that is we're being obedient to what God's called us to, because through the Holy Spirit, we know, and God's going to do something crazy awesome. So if you're looking to hear from the Word of God and you want to know when God's speaking in your life, when's the last time that you heard from the Holy Spirit? Or have you just rejected it wholly? Have you just taken that Holy Spirit and said, nah, you don't know what's best for me? Kind of like a trainer at a gym. You know, if you really want to get a trainer, folks say you get a trainer, you'll be able to get in great shape. I'll figure that out one day. But that being said, a trainer. Maybe you have a dog trainer. Maybe you are the dog trainer. Doesn't the dog do better in the behavior better? Doesn't the dog become more lovable? Isn't it more enjoyable when that happens? The Holy Spirit is like the trainer in our life. It helps get us in better shape spiritually. And that overflows into every area of our life. So if you're really looking to hear from the Holy Spirit, I want to ask you, when's the last time that God's called you to take a next step through the Holy Spirit? And did you do it? Because if you hadn't taken that next step, maybe that's where you're stuck. And maybe that's why you can't hear from God. Maybe that's what's holding you back from experiencing all that God's given you. One more thing about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you, this is what gets me excited. I'm going to get crazy awesome here. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave lives inside of us through Christ Jesus. This Holy Spirit. Supernatural. Supernatural. More than we could ever ask or imagine, lives inside of us through Christ Jesus. Yet so many times in my day, something crazy happens and I don't think I'm worth it. I don't think I can keep it all together. I don't think that I'm good enough. I don't think that this can be, right? Yet I remember, same power that raised Jesus from the grave lives inside of me. All of a sudden, me having to get stopped by every red light on the way in, doesn't bother me that much, does it? That long line at lunch, it don't make that much of a difference. How many signs I throw in yards, that don't make a bit of a difference, does it? When I looked at the power that rose Jesus from the grave, and it's something, here's the cool part, it's something that I not only get to keep, but I get to share. Like, what if you had that? What if you had the prescription in your life, the remedy for others to experience a life and have it to the full? Would you share it? I promise you, if I had the cure to cancer right now, all of us would want it, right? Cancer's terrible, absolutely terrible. I think all of us can say we've been affected by it, all of us. Right now, I can even say addiction. We had somebody come up here and share, Chad Logan shared the other week about addiction. All of us have been affected by addiction in our life, some way, shape, or form. And here's the thing I want to tell you. Cancer and addiction both, I can't promise you physical healing from that. But I can promise you eternal salvation from that comes through Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone. And when I have the Holy Spirit inside of me and I'm sharing that with each and every person, man, the difference in my life, the difference in their life, regardless of their struggles. So maybe that's what you're waiting to hear from is the Holy Spirit. And I just want to ask you, what next step has God called you to take? And have you trusted that? The third and final way, this is the fun one too. It's not going to be the Holy Spirit, so don't get excited. We've already had that. The Bible and the Holy Spirit, it is the church. And I don't mean the old school that we know. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. Ooh, there's people. Like, no. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the people that is the church. The church is where you hear from the Word of God. The church. Matthew 16, 18 says it this way. Jesus is talking to Peter after Jesus just declared that he is the Lord. He is the Messiah. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. I love this. The gates of hell will not overcome it. He will build the church, his people, at vocal cord, speaking the word of God. Ephesians 3, 10 says it this way. His intent was that now, through the church, we are his vehicle, guys, the church. The manifold wisdom of God will be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. The church. The local church is the hope of the world. The reason we invest in the local church around the world is it isn't just about the vine, putting our names in lights, having everything out there, the vine this, the vine that, the vine that. It is about the church around the world sharing the hope of gospel because we believe the local church is the hope of the world. Like when I look at Ephesians 3:10, what gets me so jacked up, what gets me so excited is we get to be the vehicle that the world gets to know who God is. Have you ever thought about that? And so much so, it's so exciting. There are angels in heaven marveling at what the church is doing. Yeah, we have church who fight over the color of the tarps that we lay down or the carpets. Christmas is about to come up. That Advent candle's half burnt. We can't put it out no more, right? Like the purple one's burnt too much, right? Like the color of that candle, if you know, you know. I mean, that's a real struggle, y'all. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. We got to alternate windows, wreaths and candelabras, wreaths and candelabras. Like there are fights inside the church all the time. And yet that's not what's making the angels marvel in heaven. What they marvel in heaven is we are God's plan for reconciling his entire creation back to himself. Like when you think that you don't matter and you think that you don't have worth, you literally are God's plan to reach the entire world with the hope of salvation. Nobody else. My dog can't do that. The cat that runs across the street can't do that. It's deer season. The deer who come ain't going to do that. You, and all of his creation, he bent down, breathed life into each and every one of us. You and I, as the church, are his plan. There is no backup. There is no plan B. There is just the plan. And through Christ Jesus, we get to share that with the world. It's better than a cure for cancer. It's better than anything else for the addict. It's the hope of the gospel. It is a dying world that is eternally damned to hell without Christ. And we get to share that. So if you're looking for the word of God, look inside the church. If you go to a church that isn't talking about Jesus and him crucified and God, man, you're at a cult. You're in the wrong place. This isn't about massaging out the nice and easy. This is about declaring the truth of God. We in the church happen to be when God speaks to us. And what I love is when we get together every week, like something that's, I wrote this and I want to share it with you because I just believe this. We are a bunch of somebodies coming together as the body to worship Christ. A bunch of somebodies, a bunch of pinkies and thumbs, and index fingers, and toes, and knees, head, shoulders, knees and toes. Like, we're all of those, right? We're this whole body coming together, a bunch of somebodies from different backgrounds, with different struggles, with different things coming. A lot of us have a different thing to face when we walk outside these doors today. We brought different things into this house today, but we as one body had one thing to do today, and that's lift Jesus' name up high. And when we in the church get to do that, we get to literally declare and speak the very word of God. We get to hear the voice of God. All of us today will hear the voice of God because we came together today. That's crazy. A bunch of somebodies coming together as the body to worship the one. Proverbs 13:20 says it this way, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffer harm. 1 Corinthians says it this way, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. You know, maybe you've not heard from God because you're not around hungry people in your life. And I'm not talking hungry, hungry hippos. I'm talking hungry people. Not people that want lunch right now. I'm worried about lunch right now. I mean people that are hungry for what Jesus has in their life. Hungry for what Jesus is doing in your life. Hungry for what Jesus is doing in their life. Hungry for more. For more. Jesus says in John 10:10, I came that they may have life and have it to the full. Hungry. They want more of Jesus. They want to see what Jesus can do. They say, hey, in my mind, I see it this way, but I know that there's so much more than I could ever ask or imagine that's coming through Christ Jesus. So inside the church, I want you to know maybe you're not hearing from Jesus because you don't have people in your life that are hungry for Jesus. You're watching online, you're here, you don't come to Thursday night, there are people that are hungry for Jesus there. There are people that are hungry for Jesus inside this house today. And I guarantee you the people inside this house today, when you go meet them tomorrow on Monday, they're still hungry for Jesus. They still want to know what Jesus is going to do in their life. They still want to know what Jesus can do in your life. And if you don't have that in your life, you're missing hearing the very voice of God. We believe life change happens best inside of Christian community for that and that alone, because you can't do life alone. You know, so much so, I want to tell you why good company matters in your life. If you've got hungry people that love Jesus, that want to know more about Jesus and want more from Jesus in your life is this. I heard it said this way, so hang in here with me. I'm going to make sure I say it correctly. We just did a Bible reading plan. We actually do that together, by the way, online through Bible.com, The Vine Church. You can join us anytime. We try to do it throughout the series. We usually send a link out to our sowers every week, and maybe you're trying to watch online and you'd love to know the Bible reading plan we're doing. Come hang out with us because we try to share what Jesus is teaching us inside of that. It's a really fun thing if you'd like to be a part of that. But here's what I heard said through that, through a reading plan we just did not too long ago. Each and every one of us hold a set of keys. We hold a set of keys that unlocks the potential to live the life that God made us to live. All of us hold a set of keys. And to unlock the potential, right? That implies there's a lock somewhere. We have to have that key with that lock to unlock it, right? So each of us have a set of keys. I would have been cool and brought a set up there, but it'd probably be a tinker toy and you'd laugh. I have a set of keys. And each of us have this potential inside of us to be all that God made us to be unlocked. Now, obviously, the answer of that is through Christ Jesus. But outside of that, after we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, here's the kicker. The keys you hold in your hand will not unlock your potential, but will actually unlock the potential of someone else. And their keys will unlock your potential. So if you're selfish and you're holding on to the keys in your hand and you're more worried about the keys you hold in your hand, you will never unlock the full potential to live the life that God's called you to live. But if you step inside community in the church and you take the keys that is in your hands and you speak life and you encourage and you walk step by step, season by season with everyone you come in contact with, all of a sudden you're unlocking the potential in their life to be all God made them to be. And guess what? They're going to be doing the same thing for you. So if you want to hear the voice of God, get involved in the church. Be involved in the church. Do it step by step. That don't mean you always got to have blood, sweat, and tears. That means you bring your full self, all your faults, all your failures, all your celebrations, all the things that are great in your life and all the things that just stink right now, and you bring it in here 100% every week, fully committed to sharing it with people that are of God. And I promise you, you'll hear the voice of God. I promise you, you will. So as we wrap up here in a minute, my question is, now that we know that, we probably got about 10 minutes left or so as we wrap up. How do we react when we hear from God? How do we react when we hear from God? Three ways we react when we hear from God. Three. The first way that we react when we hear from God is this. You have a relationship with Christ. So you've confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have a relationship with Christ. However, you've got unconfessed sin in your life. What I mean by that is the Holy Spirit will never let you stay in sin. It doesn't compromise. The Bible clearly defines what is right or wrong. So many times in our life, we define our God by our decisions, instead of being defined by God and who He is and Him declaring our decisions. And so sometimes through the Holy Spirit, we'll be convicted and we'll have unconfessed sin in our life. And we can stay stuck in that unconfessed sin and stay stuck being miserable, stay stuck thinking all these crazy things, or we can confess and repent. You know, I could give you all the different particulars in that, and I could talk to you about how a Protestant faith versus a Catholic faith with confession and repentance, and I'm not going to talk to you about that today, because in the end, James 5:16 says, confess your sins to one another. The prayer of a righteous man is heard. So today, if the Holy Spirit is on you and you've got sin in your life that's unconfessed, you've got a safe place where people want to pray with you, walk with you through that. It's time. The reason you're listening to this today and the reason you're here is maybe you have unconfessed sin in your life. You've heard the word of God once and you can't figure out why you don't hear it anymore. You can't figure out why He's fallen silent. And maybe there's some sin in your life you need to get rid of. And that's okay. The sin has already been paid for through Christ Jesus. It's already been paid for. He promised on the cross. He said, it is finished. So it's not about works, but I'm going to tell you, if you're staying stuck in unrepentant sin, you'll never live the full life that God's called you to live. So my question is, when's the last time you've walked through confession and repentance? That's a hard question. I know it is. Have you ever been so broken that you've just been moved to tears? I can tell you, confession to your brothers is an important thing, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Because if they are who they say they are and they believe Jesus is who He says He is, they're not here to judge you. Because God never created us to stand in judgment. He is the only one that stands in judgment. We just get to walk through this journey step by step with each and every person here. So maybe you've got some unconfessed sin in your life. Second way we respond is we have a relationship with Christ, but we don't have any fellowship with Him. What I mean by that is it's just like the prodigal son. There was a moment in our time where we said we had a relationship with the Father. We know Jesus is who He says He is. We believe He lived the life we couldn't live, died the death we deserved on the cross, but rose again on the third day. We've got a relationship, but we've walked away from the Father for some reason. We decided to fill this hole in our life with something better. We've decided to get mad that God didn't bless us enough. We've decided to get mad that he didn't give us this or didn't give us that, didn't answer that prayer, didn't bring those people back in our lives or took those people out of our lives. Whatever it is, maybe we have a relationship with Christ, but we've missed out on the fellowship. And so the way that we respond to that today is we just come home. God didn't make you to eat pods with the pigs. He didn't. Just like that prodigal realized, better to be a servant in the household of my father where I will receive blessing and be taken care of and have everything I need fulfilled than to be here in the mire and the muck. Come home. It's time to come home. And maybe that involves some confession and repentance in your part. There are people here that want to pray with you. If you're online, there are people that want to pray with you. Reach out at prayer@thevine.tv. We have a whole team of people that want to do that. But here's the thing. I do not want you to let today pass without that coming away from you, without you being obedient to what God's called you to. Come home. Confess. Stop worrying and living in fear what others are going to think about it, what others are going to think for you. Who cares? I'm telling you, this is a judgment-free zone. We are a bunch of somebodies coming together as the body. None of us have it figured out. None of us have it together. And I promise you, if you confess your sin to me, you'll probably hear something about me, and you'll be like, whoa, what's going on with that guy? I promise you. And then you're going to see that we don't have it together. That in Christ, all things, yes, they are made new, but he takes the broken and makes it whole. But we have to understand that our brokenness is what he works through. And so maybe he's calling you to come home today. Don't be a prodigal anymore. Don't think the things of this world can fill you anymore. Trust that. And if you think your brokenness is too much, have you ever just taken a vase and stuck a little candle inside it? What happens through those cracks? Light seeps through. He'll work through your brokenness to let the light seep through. You just got to trust him. And the third way we respond is why we do what we do each and every week, guys, as we step into a relationship with Christ. Some of us today, it might be the first time that you've ever really heard the voice of God. Maybe you're watching online, you're at a coffee shop, going down 85 or walking down the road, or maybe you've just had some friends and family that are dealing with this hurricane and you're just waiting to hear from the voice of God. And for the first time in your life, you've clearly heard his voice. He's not just calling you to come home. He's asking you to step into life and a relationship with him. You know, it's proven that 99.5% of us have the same genetic code. Of all of us, 99.5% of us are the same. We argue about the 0.5 all the time. That 0.5 is your hair color, your eye color, your skin color. We argue about that too much. But the 100% of us have one thing in common. We're all sinners. None of us are perfect. None of us can read our Bible enough to get to heaven. None of us can pray enough to get to heaven. None of us can wear the right clothes enough to get to heaven. None of us can preach enough. None of us can go to church enough to get to heaven. All of us are sinners. And so today you might be hearing the voice of God and you may think that you're the only one, that God can't save you. And he can. Matter of fact, he knew that all of us were sinners, that even when he breathed his breath of life into us and created man and said, I'm going to make man with these vocal cords and they're going to be able to worship me. And inside of that, they're going to be my vehicle and how I'm going to get the gospel to the world through the church. And I'm going to fill them with a promise and a guarantee of the Holy Spirit. But the only way that they can receive that is through my son, Christ Jesus. And he loved us enough that even in the mire and the muck, and even while we were stuck, and even while we thought all of our good works, our good deeds, our soup kitchen visits, and our canned good drives, and our Salvation Army toy giveaways, none of that will be good enough without Christ. And Jesus came. He lived that perfect life that we couldn't live. He had it all together. And he died the death that we deserved for our sin on the cross. But he loved us enough not to stay dead. He rose again on the third day so that we could have life and life to the full. So much so that we could be heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. We don't have to wait to experience a full life in eternity. We get to live it right now. So as we get ready, with every head bowed and every eye closed, we do it this way each and every week. for the benefit of those who are coming to Jesus for the first time, we're about to say a prayer. And it's not the words of this prayer that will make you saved. It's faith that I'm a sinner separated from God, and there's no way that I can work to earn salvation, but that through Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone, I can have a relationship with God. And so today, if God's speaking to you, we're going to say this prayer. And when we talk about this prayer, it's literally that. Saying we're a sinner separated from God, and the only way to have a relationship with God is through Christ Jesus. We'll confess Him as Lord of our life and ask Him to teach us to follow Him step by step the rest of our life. It's receiving by faith a free gift, something you couldn't earn, checkbox that you couldn't check off to get there. It's literally receiving by faith. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to ask everyone to repeat after me this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you lived the life I couldn't live, died the death I deserved on the cross for my sin, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day so that I may have life. Come take over my life. Teach me to follow you step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you and that's the first time you can say that you have received by faith, you have heard the word of God, you've responded to it, and you've received by faith Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to count to three. And I'm going to ask you to respond. There's going to be a way to respond online. If that's you, you can respond to us at prayer@thevine.tv. If you're in this house, I'm going to count to three. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. If that's you, and you can say for the first time in your life, you've received by faith Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here's your chance. One, two, three. If that's you in your life, I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you. If that's you and that's the first time you can say you've received by faith Christ as your Lord and Savior, people want to celebrate with you. People don't want you to leave here without life. This is why we do what we do. He created us to share His hope of salvation to the world. There are people, there are angels celebrating in glory. They are excited. We are excited because here's the thing for you. Nothing means anything without Christ. But with Christ, it means everything. And so in this house, we've got to see salvation. If you're online and there is salvation, we're going to ask you to respond. Email us at hello@thevine.tv. Reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv. You can email us. You can call us at 864-580-6698. There are people that want to celebrate you taking this step to not only one time hearing the voice of God, but getting to experience and live through the power of Christ in your life. I'm going to pray as we get ready for worship, and then we're going to lock it up and pray together. So I hope that you are ready. I'm going to ask everyone in this house to stand up, and I'm going to pray, and we get ready to worship. Jesus, thank you for this time together. Thank you that in this house we get to experience salvation, but also we know those watching online are responding right now to you for the very first time. There are people right now, Jesus, that know and are realizing that you are the hope that they are seeking. That there's nothing in this earth, there's nothing in this life that will fill but you and you alone, Christ Jesus. So thank you that we get to do this each and every week, that we get to make your name more famous because it's not about us, Jesus. It's all about you. I pray that right now, whatever you are calling us to, however you are calling us to respond, if we have a relationship with you and we need to confess unrepentant sin in our life. We have sin in our life we need to confess and repent from. I pray that today we would turn away from it. Today we would confess it to a brother. We would confess it to a sister. We would confess it to you, Jesus, and we would turn away from our sin. If we're not in fellowship with you, Jesus, maybe we've been burned by the church. Maybe we've been burned by religion and we've been trying to live our life through religion and we've been done through that. I pray that today we would come home. We would come home to the local church. We would come home to Christian community. That we would no longer be away from fellowship with you, but we'll get to walk with you step by step. And Jesus, as we get to worship right now and lift your name high, I pray that we would understand that this is your voice and we are singing praises to you and we are speaking your word over our life. And you promised that when we speak your word, it will not return void. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
That calms the storming seas is calling me by name. I'm singing in the victory of my cause, resting in the shadow of your redeeming love. I'm standing on the promise of new life. I'm yours forever, Jesus, you are mine. Lord Jesus, you are mine. victory of the cross, resting in the shadow of your redeeming love, standing on the promise of new life. 'Cause I am yours forever, and Jesus, you are mine. Lord Jesus, you are mine.
All right, all right. Hey, man, can we celebrate today? How great was today? Isn't God awesome? Can't we be excited that we're singing in the victory of the cross? It means we don't have to worry about the victory. We don't have to go out here and do all the right things, say all the right things, be all the right things. We just need Jesus. How awesome is that? How great is the God we serve? I'm so thankful that we get to be here. I'm so thankful we're diving in this series. And hey, maybe you have a question you would like to ask before we go, for you ask for it. And if you would like to ask that, please talk with us today. Hey, we might even be able to speak to it next week. So stop me today. I'd love to talk with you with that. But more importantly, I just want to say this. Take a moment. Let's celebrate all that Jesus is one more time. Thank you for Jesus being who he is. That's awesome. Come on, man. How about our Vine creative team? Every week they work hard, guys. Our worship team, they do a good job. Isn't that crazy? Our Vine production and creative guys, I don't know if you know this, but they do all of this. They made all of these slides, all these projecting things that I can't do, that I would mess up because I can't color inside the lines. They did all this on their own, guys. Like, they did this. They took it over and did it all on their own. Like, they prepare that each and every week. There are people today that got here at Load In. Like, they're younger than teenagers that got here at Load In today and set up chairs so that we could have church. And here's the thing that I know. I know you see some chairs that are empty around you, and right now names are popping up in your head of who needs to be here over these next few weeks. I'm going to ask you to be bold. Ask them to come with you. We may even have some breakfast for them next week. I can't make promises. We're working on some things, but I can't make promises. But I will tell you this. Have them be here, because if they want to find the fullness that is life in Christ, they're just waiting for you to ask. And so as we get ready today, we do this each and every week. I'm going to ask you to put an arm around somebody with you. I saw deodorant going on today. It was a big, big win. It was great. I might have sweat stains, so I'm just going to hold my hand up here. We'll be good to go. And I want to tell you, we're all one family. So today, you might need to talk to somebody after we get done with this. I'm going to pray for everybody here, but maybe you need to talk to somebody. Or it's your first time here. Come visit us in the garden. We have people who want to pray with you and walk with you step by step all the way through this journey. We aren't perfect. We ain't got it all together. But I tell you what, we know that we got Jesus, and that's enough. So with every head bowed and every eye praised, Lord Jesus, every eye closed. Jesus, we do praise you with our eyes. That's awesome. We can do that. You promise us that our eyes get to be where the light comes through, and that if we have light inside of our eyes, we have light inside of our souls, because we have you inside of us, and that we project that out. So today, Jesus, as the old song says, we pray that we wouldn't hide your light under a bushel, but that we would show it to the world, that we would be a city on a hill, that we would know that you created us for a purpose, with a purpose, on purpose, and that is to be and point people close to you. That is to be who you made us to be. That is to unlock the potential of those around us to live the life that you've called us to live. And that's only through Christ Jesus that we can do that, Jesus. We know that inside the local church, being the hope of the world, that folks will find you inside this church. They will find you on Thursday night. They will find fellowship and find people who are hungry to find out more about you. Today, Jesus, I lift up all these hurricane victims. Jesus, we all have family members that are affected by that, have friends that are affected by that. I pray that you would be with those folks, that they would find peace like never before, and that they would experience you in a new way. And for each and every person that's listening right now, each and every person that's locked up here, that's getting a shoulder workout because I got their arms hanging up a long time, Jesus, I pray that they would be bold if they need to confess something today. I pray that they would be bold, that they would come home if they have got a relationship with you but have been living outside of fellowship with you. Jesus, I pray that they would come home. I pray that they would take advantage of that. And I pray that they would see that this is a safe place for them to live judgment-free, but have people who want to walk with them step by step. Thank you that we get to do this every week. Thank you that you are who you say you are, Jesus. And because of that, we get to have freedom and we get to have life. We love you, Jesus. We can't wait to see what you want to do with us and through us this week. It's your name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. I can't wait for next week. We're going to continue. You ask for it. Two more weeks of it. So if you got a question you want answered, you better ask it. All right? Can't wait to see y'all next week. Have a great week.